Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, we were talking a little earlier about this new musical, Come From Away, that is going to launch. It's starting in the Bord Gáis here in Dublin in 2 weeks' time. It's based on a fascinating story. And Beverly Bass, who was the first female captain of an American Airlines commercial plane, she was also one of the pilots of the planes in the skies during 9/11 that had to be rerouted. And that experience has now been made into this musical, Come From Away, which is launching in Dublin. Beverly is with us on the show today. Beverly, thanks a million for taking our call. Can you tell us about that day, September 11th, 9/11?
Oh my gosh. Yes,
and what it was like for
course.
You in the sky.
Okay. Yes, I was actually operating a Boeing 777 aircraft from Paris, France to Dallas, Texas. And we learned about the attacks when we were westbound over the North Atlantic. And shortly thereafter, we learned that the New York airspace was closing, and then all of the U.S. airspace would be shut down. So we knew we were going to be diverting somewhere in Canada, and we presumed it would be one of the larger cities, but we quickly learned that we were actually being sent to Gander, Newfoundland. And as airline pilots, we're very familiar with those cities like Gander and Halifax and St. John's. But most people will spend their entire career never having landed.
Yeah. There's a lot of military bases, isn't there, Beverly, in some of those areas?
Well, Gander was actually built by the U.S. State Department during World War II. It was one of the last refueling stops for our airplanes to go to Europe. And, of course, now we don't need to refuel because we carry a lot of fuel and we fly jets. So, anyway, we landed in Gander. We stayed there for 5 days. We were on the airplane for 28 hours before we could actually deplane because we were one of 38 wide bodies to touch down that day in a 3-hour time frame. And I, you know, went back for the 10-year anniversary and met the playwrights, and they did interviewed, gosh, hundreds of people. And so several of us are represented in the musical Come From Away.
Yeah.
And it gets its name because if you are not born in Newfoundland, they say that you have come from away.
Okay.
Hence the name.
That's the name of the musical.
Yes.
Bring us back, Beverly, if you don't mind, for a moment. What were you told? Like, I'm trying to picture the scene. You're on a commercial flight with how many passengers on board that day in 9/11?
My airplane held 247 passengers, but I only had 156 on that day.
Okay. And what exactly were you told had happened in New York?
Right. Well, when you're over international waters, you are not in contact with air traffic control. So we have a frequency that we refer to as our air-to-air frequency, and it's where pilots communicate with each other. We might talk about the ride report or if there's turbulence or weather ahead or something like that. But we're not talking to air traffic control. So one of the airplanes that was ahead of us westbound was actually getting notification from other airplanes that were in contact with the ATC about what had happened. So we were only told by another airplane that one of the towers had been hit by an aircraft. And we just assumed it was a small airplane, and not that that's not terrible, but it never entered our mind that it was an airliner. And then about 20 minutes later, we heard the second tower had been hit, and with that came the word terrorism. And that was a game changer. Then we knew something very serious had happened. But we didn't know what airlines, you know, were used in the attacks. We didn't know any details at all.
It must
until
have been
we
a,
got on the ground.
Absolutely just terrifying, Beverly, for you and your co-pilots and other pilots who were in the sky at the time when this happened, and getting that kind of drip feed of information and no knowledge, not knowing. You know.
Well, it was the not knowing. I would say it was a very calm cockpit for us. We were just dealing with an unknown. I mean, nobody got, real anxious or anything because we just didn't know any details. It was just so foreign to us that this event had happened. And it wasn't until really about 30 hours after the attacks that we were able to even see visuals of it on TV, because we were on the airplane on the ground in Gander for 21 hours and we'd flown for 7. So it was really a very long time after the event that we even knew the details. You know, people didn't have cell phones back then. No. We didn't know.
So when you, as I said, you were rerouted and you were sent, you had to land at the small Newfoundland community.
Yes.
Sure, obviously, the people there, the residents, the businesses, they had to deal with, it was 3 planes, wasn't it, that landed that day there? 38 planes. So they had to accommodate all of those flights, plus their passengers and the airline crew and staff. How did they do that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, just think about that. Their population was 9,400 people at the time. We were nearly 7,000 passengers and crew that showed up unannounced in about 3.5 hours. So Gander and the surrounding communities all came together. They cooked nonstop. Every passenger, once we got off the airplanes, got 3 hot meals a day. They only had 500 motel rooms in Gander, so they put the crews in the motel rooms, and then the passengers were housed in the fire stations, churches, schools, in people's homes. They were everywhere. I mean, it was just the most amazing event. And really, the musical is not about people like me. It is about the people of Gander and the kindness and generosity that was bestowed upon us during that time.
That opened their homes and that real sense, yes, Beverly, of community.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, and it's a story that a lot of people are not aware of.
No.
So I wanted the whole world to know this story, and Come From Away is giving people that opportunity, which is so awesome.
How did you feel when you heard or got the call, you know, that there was going to be a fictionalized version of yourself, Beverly, you know, that it was, this story was going to be turned into this musical?
Well, it was so unusual because, as I mentioned, we went back for the 10th anniversary, and that's when I did the interview with David Hein and Irene Sankoff. And then I didn't really think much about it. So it was 4 years later that we got the phone call from the producers inviting us to the world premiere opening in La Jolla, California. And I didn't realize they had pretty much gone into hibernation for 4 years. They wrote the musical, the lyrics, they wrote the whole show. And so the first night we went to the show, I was completely unaware of what I was getting ready to see. I didn't know there was a song called Me in the Sky, which basically chronicles my aviation life. I had no idea. So it was pretty daunting that first night to see all of that on stage.
Were you consulted, you know, about you or your role at all, Beverly? Did you get to have any involvement? No.
No, not really. I mean, they would email me and ask maybe some very benign questions, but no, I had no idea. But the wonderful thing is it's so authentic, and I think all of us who are represented in the show feel like we've been represented in such a beautiful
Good.
way.
You've
and
obviously,
I think we're all very proud.
You've got to see the musical then, Beverly.
I've seen it 179 times all over the world.
Wow.
Yes.
And are you coming to Dublin?
I've been to Dublin. But of course, Come From Away was not there. But I'm still working. I'm still flying. So
brilliant.
It's a little bit harder for me to get away these days.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. Yes. Yeah, because it's the musical Come From Away starts in the Borgosh in Dublin. It's the 11th of June. I think it's running till the 22nd. But you'll be able to get the details if you're interested to go and see. It's an absolutely fascinating story, Beverly.
It is a beautiful story. And everybody who walks out after the show is so grateful that they saw it. It's life-changing.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
We played a little piece from it earlier. You know, and in a funny way, it sounds like great fun too, and quite uplifting.
Oh, very much so. And you, in your country, would appreciate the music so much.
Well, Beverly, the next time you're here in Ireland, in Dublin, whether you're here through work, flying commercially with American Airlines, or if you're over, you'll have to pop into us here in News Talk for a chat. That's Beverly Bass.
I would love that.
Please do. Yeah, absolutely. Keep in touch. That's Beverly Bass there, who, as I said, the pilot that the musical Come From Away is based around and centred around. And you'll be able to get your tickets if you're interested to go and see it from Bord Gáis in Dublin.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.